This is Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show that shows you and helps you understand your life as it is in the here and now. The show that talks to you about the Akashic Records and talks to you about spirituality and a whole myriad of other things. We're here to help you understand you and to help you step into your greatness. Tonight is a very, very special program, and I'm actually going to hold calls until I actually announce the numbers. In the meantime, if you want to email me your questions, you certainly can do that. I can't guarantee I'm going to answer those questions, but if you want to email me questions for, like, next week, it's at info@akashicwisdom.com is where you email me the information. Now, let me tell you about tonight. Tonight's program is dedicated to love. And the reason it's dedicated to love is this has been one of the most profound, life-altering, life-healing weekends for myself that I've experienced as being a part of it, and for a very dear friend and client of mine. This weekend, I was asked to come to her home. It's about 4 hours from my home in Cleveland. And so I drove here on Thursday evening, and we had a wonderful discussion group on the Masters of the Far East, which is something in the future we might be discussing here on the program. And then what transpired is we were going to have a full day. I was going to be doing consultations on Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday night we were going to be doing a wonderful lecture on the prosperity from the Akashic Records. And Friday evening was a free evening. Well, Friday evening we had a wonderful dinner with another friend and my friend's husband and myself. And later on the evening, what transpired was life-altering. You see, my friend's husband had a stroke. And what has ensued in the past few days is a testament to not only love, but life and spirit and how life and spirit interact with each other. This was a magnificent weekend, an inspirational weekend, and I would like to introduce to you now my friend Jane. And Jane is a very remarkable woman. And the reason she's remarkable is because we all talk about spirit. We talk about walking our talk through spirit. But Jane lives her spirit. She lives her ideas of spirit. She lives her knowings of spirit. And she inspires all of us. It's been my honor to be a part of her life this weekend, not only in supporting her, but in being able to bring forth information from the Akasha that has been helpful. But before I go any farther, I'd like to share with you a little bit of history about Jane and Rick. Jane and Rick were married for 15 years, right? 18 years, excuse me, 18 years. And in my experience, I've never met a couple so perfectly matched, so much in love. After 18 years, truly, like two peas in a pod, very much twin souls. It's the ultimate of relationships that I have ever seen. And today, when Jane allowed the plugs to be pulled from her beloved Rick, there was a ceremony that was created from the family that was gathered that would, and I hope will, help all of you to understand how to live your life in spirit. So I'm going to introduce Jane, and I want her, where I'm going to talk about what love's about and how spirit assists us with not only loving, but with letting go. And this is very raw, so it's just about what happened in the last 3 days that Jane's going to talk about. This is not about not being human. This is about allowing spirit into your life. So So I'd like to introduce Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Donna.
So talk to us, Jane, about how, what was going on with Rick? What happened with Rick? What was your reaction, and how did you get through these most challenging and heart-wrenching days?
Well, as you pretty much set the stage as to how this played out, and such an unexpected turn of events. And in one moment you are sitting out under the stars at a campfire, and the next moment you're in the hospital. And the moment beyond that, you're in another hospital in critical care, and on. And it just deteriorates from there, and you find yourself in a downward spiral that you so quickly you can't keep your head up. And suddenly you have to have a moment to take a deep breath and say, what is going on here, and how did I get here? And in so doing, spirit comes in and takes over, because in your own humanity, it is way too much to simply deal with and to hold your head up above water. You just can't do it. So the only way to function, in my view, through something like this is to absolutely call in all of the invisible friends and forces that serve you and are just waiting for you to include them in your life. And this was the most dire, dark moment I have ever experienced, truly, because suddenly the great love of my life was in the greatest peril ever and about to lose his life. And so it actually played out like that. And then I found myself immediately with all of these people coming to me in tears and in an unimaginable grief, needing something to help them through this. And I called in myself all of my angels and archangels and ascended masters and told them I absolutely could not do this without their strength, and asked them to infuse me with that as well as Rick's strength, my husband. And, you know, true to their word, true to spiritual law, it happened, and it happened quickly. And I found myself moving easily, gliding effortlessly through the hallways and into ICU, and I found myself helping people to try to understand what was before them and how this could possibly be. And words that I've never had before just simply flowed. They couldn't possibly have been mine in my own humanity, but through the wonderful work of spirit, they gave me great clarity to express myself in a way that was just positively divine. And, you know, really, long story short to the whole thing, the greatest experience I think that everyone had was the actual moment of transition that we all participated in, bringing all family members in, and even including the medical team, to witness what I believe was a true holy spiritual moment, and being able to help assist someone step across to the other side with the greatest love is such a high honor. And this is what all these people had a chance to participate in doing. And we brought them all in one by one to say their goodbyes, and then collectively and so forth. And I invited the medical team to stay, and really wanted them present, because I felt like they were about to witness something incredibly unusual, particularly for the medical field, and possibly a great teaching and learning lesson for them regarding spirituality, regarding transition, and how it really should be in the proper sense done in the immense, powerful frequency and vibration of love. And so it was. As we stood there and embraced my dearest loved one, with hands embracing him and touching him, and the most amazing prayer given, because he was such a healer. My husband was a veterinarian, and he worked with large and small animals, and everything that came under his hands, you know, had his healing frequency, as well as with people. And in this situation, he was able to receive the same healing, loving frequencies from everyone else that they administered to him. So he received well, and we sent him to the other side with just powerful love. And it was a holy moment, and truly, truly sacred. And I must tell you, I myself have never experienced a moment quite like that. And family members and friends, the comments I received were, that was just amazing. And thank you so much for including us in this and letting us be a support team for this amazing man. It has deepened my own spirituality. It's something that I will work with and pursue and study because of what I witnessed and how I was able to help a magnificent soul travel to the other side.
Well, I think, first of all, thank you for expressing so eloquently your feelings and what happened. What I should tell you is that when Jane came home, I was waiting for her because there were many people at the hospital, and because I was staying at her home, I was kind of holding the fort down here, and we opened the records, and a lot was verified about choice, about why this happened, and about how it affected, and there was. What I'm going to talk to Jane about now is what she received, not only from her own knowing about how things work spiritually, which is vast, by the way. This is no ordinary woman. Jane is a healer in her own right. She has a large following in her own town and around from all over the country. They come to her for not only what they say is massage, but what she does is miraculous things of clearing on the table for humans. Now, the reason why it was important for her to understand how this works is because we're all human, and there are human elements that come when we have loss. What she did today and what we did together was a real journey into a greater understanding of how moving to the other side works. And so I think it's very important that all of you out there really hear this. I would like to tell you that I've lost my internet access. So if you're emailing questions, I can't get them. My computer is not receiving internet connection. So at this point, just hold on to your questions, or email them anyway, and I will get them. But maybe not this second. We're going to open up the lines to questions in just a moment. But what's important for you to understand is that what we have is some information that Jane's going to talk about what she received from the records through me, and how it affected her and her knowing. And I want to mention, first of all, what I was remiss in doing. I was remiss in actually giving you the purpose of this program, and the first and foremost purpose is to dedicate this program to Rick Slavik. That's Jane's husband, and that's the man who went on to the other side today in his magnificent perfection. So talk, Jane, about what your questions were and what you received, and how was that for you, and because it's important for our listeners to know that not only are you strong in your own knowing of spirit, but there was some information shared with you today that was important for your comfort. And so if you wouldn't mind just sharing that.
Well, on my way home, because this was so, so new and so unbelievably painful, I felt myself, you know, in just kind of a little point of anger, and I thought, you know, I need to explore this. I need to work with this. And the first thing that I did was I told Donna, I need to open the records. I need to get in there. I need to understand what has happened here. What is this event about? You know, what happened? Why did it happen? And I desperately need clarity because of the way this played. So so abruptly. One moment this man is completely healthy and robust, and the next moment he's in a coma and on his way to the other side, all within hours. And so the shock of that was just so incredible, and trying to process it was more than we could really deal with. So anyway, saying that, you know, after getting home, I went directly into the records with Donna and asked her, please, I need clarity, I absolutely need clarity for Rick on what has gone on here and why, and on and on. And you know, what I learned really was just immensely helpful, and it took the anger away, and it helped me see that there had been a sacred contract from the very beginning when Rick and I came in, and we had agreed to all of this at one point, and had also agreed that he would leave before I would. And we discovered that his completion had arrived. He had absolutely completed the missions that he had come for, and had nothing more that he had planned to do. And so this event took place in the way that it did, and it truly helped me to cope with the abruptness of this, and the whys and the hows and the wherefores and so forth. And on with this. But it, what else can I tell you, Donna, about that?
Well, talk about, first of all, we should tell everyone that Rick had a stroke. And there were like four procedures that were performed on him. So that it was clear that it was his choice. Again, then please understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not about a conscious choice. This is about a soul choice. So that for him to leave. And all outward appearances would be that he would never make that choice. And that's what Jane is dealing at one point, I would say that was probably true, that you were dealing with how could he leave, why is this happening? And when we opened the records, you found out that it was his choice, or that it was a soul choice. But there was more that you found out that you found to be comforting. And so it's about talking about how your love has actually strengthened you, and how your relationship with spirit it also supported you.
Well, I could not really walk through this dark night without my background in spirituality. It just wouldn't happen. But the fact that I've studied spirituality all of my life, that I am immersed in it completely, and it basically is who I am. It has been the carrier for this most difficult time. And if I simply walk through my humanity, I can't even imagine where I would be. It is the only tool, and the only tool that is successful in helping us navigate through the dark night of the soul. It's really all there is. And I've come to understand, and I hear myself say, that you must learn to understand death. You'll never understand life if you don't understand death. It's two sides of the same coin. It is very, very important. And therefore, studying that and really getting a grasp on what is this thing? What is this thing we call death? Is it real? The answer is no, it's not. It really isn't. And you only learn that when you study and really investigate what this really is. And then you find out, in truth, it is purely an illusion. Now, all of these things have helped me deal with this, and I must tell you, because it's so fresh and so raw, I wouldn't presume to tell you that there aren't bad days and difficulties, because there are, because my loss is so immense. You know, I had the greatest love story ever told.
Tell us.
Tell us. Well, you know,
this is a program dedicated for love and about love and it's about documenting and archiving your story, this great love story between the two of you. You, Jane, have many stories to tell of miraculous things that have supported you by spirit, and this one is right now the strongest one that we have. So tell us, what was your love story? What was it all about, to be in love with Rick?
Well, Rick and I were drawn together, you know, a good 20 years ago, and we found ourselves just pulled immensely toward one another. The frequencies in which we operated were exactly the same. Working with Rick, living with Rick, there was never effort involved, oddly enough, as you assume there is in marriage. And believe it or not, you know, this was a man, we were so perfectly attuned and so similar that disagreements and anything of this nature was just kind. He was the kind of man that you could communicate with easily. He would understand that. He would get that. And we just flowed together effortlessly. His gentle manner, he was really, they've referred to him as a gentle giant. He was a large man, as a big man. He was just a gentle giant. But way beyond all that, it was the way he conducted himself. It was the way he lived his life. It was his immense kindness and his caring, you know, and his generosity. And just he was a man who had a marvelous frequency. And more important than all of that is I've never met a man before who walked in such love every day of his life. And that was an immense lesson. Walking in the vibration of love day in and day out, no matter what circumstances approached you, the love vibration somehow neutralized everything and somehow carried you through. So it's just an amazing way to live. And this man did that, and he taught that because that was his life. And that's I would say, Donna, that was probably the most important thing regarding Rick. We were just meant to be together. We planned it because it was such a copacetic relationship.
And so I know that there are listeners out there that would like to even talk to Jane if you've lost someone and you would like to just ask some questions about how to get through it. Jane, is it okay if we answer some questions for folks?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to give you the numbers, and you can call in now. And again, you can email questions, and I may or may not get them depending on what's happening. But do call in, and if you're calling from the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. In U.S. or Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you want to call direct, if you're out of the country, our country code is 01. And it's 530-876-3222. So, as you know, Jane, I lost my first husband when my kids were very young. They were 16 months old, 3 and 6. And so we share that together. We share the loss of a husband and the fact that I just happened to be here this weekend as along with another friend, Sharon. We happen to be here when you had to go through this.
Excuse me for interrupting.
Sure.
I want you to know that I've come to so clearly see that was by divine inspiration as well. There was no accident or coincidence to this meeting, to this weekend, to all that came to be from the people that were present, meaning you and our friend Sharon, and on and on. It is as though this was a divine orchestration from one end to the other. And that's one of the things that's so amazing about this. As we play it back, then you start to see that divinity had its hand in the entire process.
Absolutely. In fact, we have Sharon here, and so what I'd like to do is have Sharon. This is going to be kind of unique. We're all going to be on extension, so we have to make sure that the sound is going to be okay. But what we'd like to do is have Sharon give her input. Now, Sharon is a former Methodist minister who has now, so she has information on life and perceived death from a variety of different ways. She's no longer associated with the Methodist Church, but she is very much connected with spirituality and ministering to people. She is a unique personality, and we are blessed to have her in our lives. So I would like to introduce Sharon. And Sharon, can you give us a little bit of information about how you felt about this weekend and how profound it was in a testament to love, how it was for you?
I am delighted to speak about my friends, Jane and Rick. I came into their life at a time when things were very, very bleak for me. And I had really lost my way spiritually, and spiritually is what it's all about for me. And that tells you just how lost I was, that something so important was no longer a real strong part of my life. And I walked into their house one night for a massage with Jane because I had hurt my knee, and met Jane and her husband Rick, and my life was totally transformed by them. But not just them. It was all about their understanding of what they were here to do. They were and are still partners in terms of their healing that they bring to every single person that crosses their path. They have this amazing family. Jane has four children and Rick has four children. They blended this family together that is just a testament to what love can do. And it's not that they didn't have their hard times or their frustrations with family, but the way they walk through that with a sense of love, of knowing who they were, each of them, who they knew they were as a couple. When you were in their presence, there was just such a huge vibration and energy of love that came from not only each other, but from the source of love that they both so powerfully believed in. And they absolutely saved my life.
Sharon, I want you to talk about the blessing that you gave at the time the family was all in when Rick made his transition, and the events that have led up to that this weekend that were so miraculously perfectly planned by Spirit.
Well, actually, I wasn't supposed to be with Jane and Rick and Don on Friday night. I had had surgery that morning and had just called to see if I could come over and pick up a tape that I wanted to listen to at my own home during my surgery recovery. It was a minor surgery, but I didn't want to read, and they had a tape that I wanted to listen to, and they graciously said, yes, come on over and pick up the tape. And when I got here, as so often happens with people when they walk into Jane and Rick's house, their sense of hospitality that is just infused by love just envelops you, and you find yourself sitting and talking. And always, always with Jane and Rick, if you're open to understanding things metaphysically and understanding things spiritually, always the conversations turn to what it means to be a spiritual person, and that we are not just physical beings, but that we are indeed this wonderful energy that goes on and on and on and on. So I wasn't actually supposed to be here that night, and I was supposed to be here that night. And we were able to walk with Jane and Rick through this. And a lot of people don't understand that, because in this culture we're so afraid of death, we're so afraid of dying, we're so afraid of losing, that we miss the opportunity that, you know, we've walked in life with a loved one, we miss the opportunity to help them transition into their next phase of existence. And Jane is so sensitive to this. And I would add that what you're hearing tonight is about Jane and Rick, Jane especially, who really, really, really is one of those unique people who walks her talk. And I was one of those who was watching this weekend, because she has shared so much spiritual information with me. I was curious to see how she was going to handle everything. And her testimony of what she believes, just every single moment, came out to bless and hold those children that she loved so much, those eight children, some who were there and others who weren't there, but she held them in her heart and in sacred space. The in-laws that were present and others significant to their family. And she just made sure that they understood that something very, very, very special was about to take place, and that they were unique participants in this, and that this would be forever a life-changing moment for them. they had the opportunity for their father, for one that they love so much, to help him receive love, help him receive the power to make the transition into the next level of existence. Jane ministered to the hospital staff who tried so valiantly everything to bring Rick back to us. And I've been in hospitals and I've worked with hospital teams before, and I know how sometimes families yell at them and they're mean to the medical team because things didn't turn out the way they wanted. I actually saw Jane hug one of the neurosurgeons as she left the ICU unit, and he had been present there by Jane's invitation, because she believes so much in what she believes that every person that crosses her path, as she did with Rick and as she will continue to do, she finds a way to say, hey, look, there's something more than this physical life. It was a powerful moment watching that family in that room, and I wish there was some way that we could allow people to see that so that they may be able to do it for their own loved one when that loved one transitions.
Sharon, do you think that you could possibly reconstruct on some level the final blessing prayer that you gave, even to some degree? The reason I ask you that is because that was one of the most remarkable things that anyone ever heard. It was absolutely gloriously beautiful, and there could be no more magnificent send-off for anyone than the words that this, the amazing words that you said. Do you think you could do that?
I would certainly try.
Okay.
One, that the words, obviously came from spirit.
In partnership with you.
In partnership with me. Thank you, Donna. I still have lessons to learn. One of the things that was just really impressed upon me was the fact that there were a number of healers in that room. The medical team was there. Jane was there. There were other family members who are involved in the art of healing. And, of course, Rick was this amazing veterinarian. If we only had time to go into some of his stories, he just didn't treat animals as animals. He treated animals as God's, the reflection of God's energy that they are. And he always respected that and always respected the animals that he was working with. As a tremendous healer, and that was impressed upon me that I needed to acknowledge that. So I simply started by saying something that Jane and Rick had often taught me in the 2 years that I worked with them and was a part of their lives during this training time for me, and that was to remind them that we are in the presence of the highest vibration, the highest energy there is, and that is love. And to feel that. Now, I'd asked Jane before the family came in, I said, is your family the family that holds hands? And she said, well, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have them hold hands. But this family instinctively reached out for each other. They were touching Rick. They were holding each other. Jane's sister was doing wonderful energy work with Jane in that room. People were just feeling that energy and love and power in that room. Now you must understand, this was a family that was grieving, but it was a family that was grieving with hope, knowing that this idea of death is simply an illusion. And from there I talked about the fact that in our presence today are many healers, and there is a healer who lies in the middle of this bed, who healed creatures great and small, both of the animal world and the world of people. He had brought healing to each of their lives. And you could see reflected on people's faces their experiences with Rick, and how he had made such a difference in their life. And then part of the benediction at the end was that I told persons that when they were ready to leave the bedside, they could leave knowing as Jane and Rick had so often said, in any circumstance, situation that you find yourself. They just teach that, preach that, and live that. And I said, when you are ready to leave this room, know going that all is well.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. I think what's so so amazing here is that it's not only a testament of love that we're talking about, but we're talking about the fact that we talk about choice. We talk about soul choice. We talk about personalities and the conflict that we have with between the personality and the soul. And it would have been very easy for Jane to move into and away from all that she has known to be her truth, and yet she embraced it in other ways. And again, I want to mention that if anyone would like to speak or has a question for Jane, myself, or Sharon, you can dial us at bbsradio.com. Well, you can actually dial in toll-free at 877-876-5227 in the U.S., or in Canada, 888-815-9756, or if you want to call direct or out of the country, our country code is 01-530-876-3222. And I encourage you there, you listening, to come for the comfort. Call for the comfort and help your heart heal. Because we have three of us here that can send light and energy to help you and assist you to understand your soul's intention on a larger level. So that's really what I would love to hear conversations or questions from you. We only have about 15 more minutes for the show. But Jane, you've been over there writing. So I want to know if what you're writing are comments that you would like to share. Is there anything you'd like to share about what's been said or the experience you've had here? Or what you plan to do, or how do you plan to handle this? I mean, that kind of thing.
Well, I do what I always do. The only thing I know to do to do best, and that is to immerse myself in the holy frequency of spirit, because I know it to be truth, and I know it to guide me, in its truest sense. And I never go wrong when I do that. And I will lean very heavily in the coming days on that, my true friend spirit, to guide me through difficult times. And, you know, very clearly my immense pain and the loss of a, as I said, the great love of my life is something new for me. It's entirely new. It's an experience that I'm going to have to find my way through. And I know, but here's the thing. I know in my deepest being that I shall do this. I already know that it's handled. I guess that's the interesting thing, that in the knowing, in the deepest knowing, I know it's already there. It's already completed and handled, and no matter how it may seem. And that's my truth with spirit.
Well, that's an immense truth. And to know that it's handled, to know that the comfort is already there. One of the directives from the records were for Jane when she goes to sleep tonight, because this will be the first night in her bed without her loved one, is to imagine being held in the arms of angels, specifically Michael, Archangel Michael, who Jane has a very special connection with. And it's important for those of you out there who also need comfort, to go to the angels that you feel comforted by, to ask for the comfort that you need, to imagine being held in the arms of angels and soothed, to imagine your hair being stroked, to imagine being cradled, to imagine being loved and nurtured. This is an important piece of healing and knowing that all is well. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people out there who are hurting, and it's not just those of you who have lost loved ones. We're living in times now where hurting is and fear are immense. They're on the minds and the hearts of humanity. We're in precarious times, and many times we don't know where to turn. We don't know what to do, and so what the recommendation is go to the comfort of the divine, whatever that divine might be, whether it's a divine angel or a divine spirit or however you perceive your higher being or higher self or God or whatever it is to be. And know that you are and have the ability to be the healer within yourself. This is an important time for you to come for the comfort, come for the time together, and know that you have all that you need. You have the answers within you. Now, I know that there have been many times in Jane's life that she has gone to Spirit for answers and been comforted by Spirit. This happens to be probably the biggest time. Would that be correct? This is the biggest time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the issue is that it's about trust, isn't it, Jane? It's really about trust.
It is. It truly is.
Yeah.
But my truth, my personal truth, is pure spirit. Because that is actually what I am. And I can only feed myself and my soul with spirit because that is how I'm constructed. And that is my food. And that is the basis of my strength.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, do you have a comment on that?
One of the things that I want to contrast for the listening audience is that I've had a lot of experience being in hospitals, and I had a lot of opportunity when I was in the waiting room the last few days to talk with other loved ones of persons who were in ICU, through different experience that they were having, and almost everybody to a person in the hospital this past weekend that I talked to from other families who were waiting, when I talked with them, one of the first questions that came forth was, why is this happening to me? Why is God doing this to me? And that was something that my dear friend Jane, I never, ever heard her utter one time. And I bring this up because I know in my pastoral days, that was one of the premier things that people would often talk about in times of suffering and stress. And I think it's key to understand this understanding that God does not do these things to us. It's a not a why me kind of situation. And I was wondering if Jane might speak some more to that.
Well, you know, I don't consider myself or Rick in this situation I don't look at us with a victim mentality as this is being done to me or it's being done to Rick. I don't see that. That doesn't exist for either one of us. You know, these things happen, and there are underlying invisible reasons behind all of it. And when you look a little deeper, as I did this evening, when Donna opened the records, there was great revelation there that provided great clarity for that. So I come at this from that perspective. Is that helpful or no?
Oh, absolutely. And I was so impressed when we came back to your house today. I've had experience with different people who have experienced great loss in their lives. And oftentimes they'll go home and just want to get a shower and change and just, you know, talk to people and call people and let them know what's happened. And you came home and you went right to Donna and said, let's open the records. I have some questions. And I thought that was just a telling moment of my friend Jane's life, that she turned to as what she sometimes calls the many resources that are available to you from the universe for getting through life and what life gives to you. and the fact that she went immediately to the Akashic Records to receive the information there. And Jane, I'd be interested in knowing, you know, what is your connection with the records? Why is that so meaningful to you that you wanted to, that was the first thing you wanted to do when you came home, besides this moment of needing for clarity? Was there anything else?
Well, it's been my experience in the past that when I have been able to go into the records through Donna, that I want to go back to the word truth. I have found that what has come through, what the record keepers have said, have been actually very 100% accurate for me. And so there is another reason why, because my past history has been so strong with that, and they've been so correct and so right on, that I absolutely needed to go and open the records and find out what this horrendous event was all about. Because I knew that ultimately, you know, if I stayed there long enough and asked enough of the right questions, the answers would be there. And they were. And all the other things that they revealed about me personally regarding this, as I know myself to be, was 100% accurate again. So I view them as pure truth. And that's why it's so helpful to me.
Well, did that answer your question, Sharon?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think what's important to understand is that working with the records is important not just from this point of view, but from a life point of view. And I wanted to kind of make a point about what Sharon started out with about the relationship with God and sometimes people's perception of God's saying or thinking that God did this to them. I think it's very important that we understand that our divine creator wants only the best for us. That divinity, that energy, is holding the possibilities and probabilities of our highest that we could possibly achieve. And it is up to us to be able to make the choices that bring us to that level of understanding. And even though we have situations that would look daunting, that would create doubt, it's about actually feeling the doubt and doing it anyway. It's about noticing the doubt and saying, I'm angry, I'm not sure what's going on here. At the same time, I trust that all will work out, all is for the highest good, which is exactly what Jane was doing when this happened. Now, does that mean that as she moves on, there won't be days or times where she is overcome by grief and sadness in missing her beloved? Absolutely, that's going to happen. But it also means that at the same time that she's feeling that, she knows how to gain the comfort of composure and safety and loving from her wonderful spiritual guidance, and that's what's important. I just wanted to share that with you. And did you have either one of you have a comment on any of that?
I don't have a comment on that, but I'd like to make a comment again on Rick and Jane's relationship.
Sure.
If Jane doesn't mind.
No, I don't mind at all, Sharon.
As
far as I'm concerned, you could talk all day about our relationship, and it still wouldn't be long enough.
you're absolutely correct, but I'm going to try. One of the things that I heard people talk about in the hospital that they so appreciated about their relationship, and as I also, in the amount of time that I was able to spend with them, and tonight's been very serious, and well, it should be, because this is, as Jane says, this is a very raw moment for her. This was her life partner. This was her soul partner. These were two people that when they looked into each other's eyes, it was just an incredible connection. But one of the things that people talked about so much was their day to day, hour to hour affection for each other and how they expressed that. Rick would come in, and they had such joy and humor in their lives, and will continue to do so. Rick would come in from working with some of the big animals on a farm, and he would be less than attractive in his smell.
he would be fragrant.
but they always kissed. He would pat her. They would have this moment, no matter who was in the kitchen, who was there with them. They would have this moment together, and then Jane would step back and say, "Rick, you really smell."
That's your favorite aromatherapy.
and he would just have this wonderful, whimsical, joyous look on his face, and he would go off to take a shower and change. And when he would come back into the kitchen again, very often, they would once again embrace, and she would smell his neck and say, "Oh, you smell so good." There were a couple times when I first got to know Jane and Rick that they would do this display of affection, and I didn't grow up seeing this as a kid in my house. And every couple has, there's no right or wrong. Every couple has their own way of doing things. But it was something that I was not familiar with in my family of origin, and I would watch this scene and in my cynical kind of way say, okay, they're like putting on a show for us or whatever, and as I continued to get to know them and spend more time with them, this was a moment to moment expression that they had for each other. And not only I noticed it, but as I said, people in the hospital would comment upon this as well. They just had this wonderful, joyous connection of making sure that they lived every moment that they were together with such joy and love. One of the times when they were having this affectionate moment in the kitchen while I sat at the table, Jane looked over Rick's shoulder and she said, "Sharon, this isn't just happening for you. This is how we live our lives every single day. When nobody's here, this is who we are." So impressed by that. A lot of people talk about loving each other. Rick and Jane demonstrated it with love and joy and humor. And I have been so blessed to know them, and will continue to know them in Rick's transition and as Jane walks through the rest of her life on this earth.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. One of the things that I really want to make a comment on, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take away from tonight's program a couple of things. Number one, again, a dedication to Rick Slavik, a man among men, a gentle giant, and a loving being of light. But the other thing I want you to take away is, and something we haven't really talked about yet, but has been inherent in everything we've been saying, is that this program is dedicated to love because that's who we are. That's who you are. And so the idea that the loved ones you so deeply care for in your life can be gone in a matter of moments. And so this is the time to tell them you love them. This is the time to embrace them and to ask either for their forgiveness or ask how you can better communicate or ask how you can be closer. Do not allow another second to go by where you have any doubt of not telling those people that you love them. Notice that every kiss could be the last. This is not said to scare you. This is said to make you aware. Because even though Rick will always be just a thought away for Jane, that last kiss will linger in her memory, in her heart. And so it's for your thought and your caring that you tell those that you love them, including yourself. Don't let another day go by out of pride or out of just trying to be strong. There's nothing that is so terrible that cannot be healed. So please remember that as you go through your week. We only have about a minute more. I'd like to thank Sharon for her input. I'd like to thank Jane. Jane, thank you so much for being here.
You're more than welcome. It's a great privilege for me to be able to share my life with Rick, with anyone out there, and with you, Donna. And I thank you so much for your service and the records, which has been so mightily helpful to Rick and I both.
Thank you. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to close for this evening. And if you have questions, I'm going to be actually in Minnesota this coming weekend. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be here with Jane because I have a level one scheduled in Minneapolis for next Saturday and Sunday. So if you want information on that, please call me. My personal number is 216-691-1233. And we have on purpose kept Jane's telephone number private because this is a private time for her. And we will have her and Sharon on again when things have kind of settled down because they both have wonderful stories to tell. And they're really magnificent beings of light. So now we're going to close the records for this particular show. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen. We thank you for your wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone out there, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful week, and know that you are loved. Bye-bye.
Almin, the greatest mystic of our time.